Roger. Well, them little Toros, the late 70s, 80s ones, those had diaphragm carburetors on them. Instead of a bowl on the bottom, they had diaphragms in them, and then they went over to bowl carburetors. A lot easier. Yeah, you're right. You just undo the nut. That when you take the nut off the bowl, that's also the pickup, the main pickup. If you look at the nut on top, you'll see a hole goes down the center, and then if you hold the nut up and look at the threads, and just below the thread, you'll see holes, a couple little holes. The fuel goes into them holes and fills up the tunnel in the middle of the nut. And the jet, the main jet, the end of the main jet goes down into that tunnel. That's how it gets its fuel. The fuel runs in through the holes, fills up the tunnel, and then when you start it, the main jet takes it out, is taking it out of the tunnel. Pretty easy stuff, man, as long as the ethanol didn't eat it up. You know, it doesn't take much. If it starts on prime, but won't stay running, that's all you do generally. You can just flip it up on its front, on its snout, undo that nut, take the nut off. You don't even have to pull the bowl. Take a little piece of wire and run it up the main jet first, you know, make sure that's okay. Then you get yourself a little piece of wire and you pop them holes, you know, get all the crap out of them holes and blow it out with compressed air and put it back in and start right up and run.
Dave, you just said exactly what I was going to say. It's all you got to do. You pull on the little bowl carburetor, you pull the jet out, you know, the retainer, how it holds the bowl on and everything. You take it out, pull the bowl, and clean it out, and you're good to go. Most of the time, I've picked them up on the street because, you know, they just won't run for people. I bet I've had five of them, you know, and I kept the best of the best.